President Bush says terrorists are sowing the seeds of sectarian violence in Iraq in hopes of destroying chances for a government of national unity.
And now the people of Iraq and their leaders must make a choice. The choice is chaos or unity. The choice is a free society or a society dictated by the evil people who will kill innocents.
The president again condemned the bombing of a Shiite shrine in Samarra, which set off a wave of reprisal killings. Mr. Bush condemned attacks on all holy sites, saying all people should be able to worship freely. Amid concerns that sectarian violence is drawing Iraq closer to civil war, President Bush says he's spoken to seven Iraqi political leaders over the past few days, and all understand the seriousness of the moment. He says those politicians have made the choice to work toward a unity government in defiance of the terrorists, much as he says Iraqi civilians made the choice for democracy by voting in December elections. The president spoke to reporters following an Oval Office meeting with Prime Minister Berlusconi, whom he thanked for Italy's support in Afghanistan and Iraq. Speaking through a translator, the prime minister said he'll follow through with plans to withdraw all Italian troops from Iraq over the next 10 months.
We have announced a plan to progressively withdraw our troops, which should be completed. We have to be completed by the end of this
Questo
year.
Piano è stato concordato con I nostri alleati.
And this plan has been agreed upon also together with our allies
il governo iracheno.
And with the Iraqi government.
Prime Minister Berlusconi says it's possible to withdraw the 3,000 troops because they've helped train more than 10,000 Iraqis to handle their own security. The Prime Minister is in a tough campaign for re-election in voting scheduled for April. President Bush refused to be drawn into specific questions of Italian politics, but said his spirits are always raised by Mr. Berlusconi because he's a positive, optimistic person and a strong leader who's brought stability to Italy's government. Following the meeting, President Bush left for a 5-day trip to India and Pakistan. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.